Hey, everybody, welcome back to another Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. I'm Jessica Cootie and excited to be joined by All-American from Husker Wrestling, Jacob Vandy, one of the top-ranked wrestlers at 133 pounds. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you guys are moving full speed ahead into a Big Ten competition coming up this week. How ready is this team for it?
Oh, we're ready, you know what I mean? Big Ten season's a grind, but we're ready for it. Our coaches always get us prepared. We peak at the right time, so we're ready.
Well, want to talk about the matchup with Purdue coming up on Friday, but also want to get to know you a little bit and your story. Take us back to the beginning. How did you get into wrestling?
Yeah, so it was I think I was in kindergarten. Oh, I started in kindergarten. My dad, I remember the day my dad asked me if I wanted to wrestle. We had these little heat vents in my house, and I was cold in the morning when I was a kid, and I was like sitting in front of the heat vent with a blanket. My dad came up to me and was like, "Hey, you wanna go to wrestling practice today?" And I was like, "Yeah." I mean, I didn't know what wrestling was at the time. I just thought it was like WWE, and you know what I mean. But that's where it all started. So that's pretty cool. That's what I tell everybody. My dad got me into it. So
what'd you like about it that first practice?
I don't know. I think I just liked being. I was a pretty like, I don't want to say aggressive kid, but like I just like to. I don't know. I like the griminess of wrestling, just getting out there and freaking getting after it. I loved it ever since I started.
So when did you realize that you could maybe go to college with wrestling, maybe have a career beyond just what you were doing in grade school and middle school?
Yeah, so probably I would say after my freshman year of high school is when I started to like really hone in on wrestling and you know, it was kind of something that I just did up until I was a freshman in high school. And then I started to take it a little serious. And I don't know, everything kind of fell into place from there. So
grew up in Union City, Pennsylvania. When you start the recruiting process, what did you love about Nebraska?
Oh, man. So, yeah, I was looking at a bunch of different schools, but I had it narrowed down to like four or five. And one school was really trying to just get me to commit. And I hadn't visited Nebraska yet. And the coaches were like, just visit. And I thought I was going to commit to this other school. And then I came on a visit and I just like, I loved it, man. Like I think that the athletic department just does like an incredible job of taking care of the athletes. Like it's a number one priority. And I think that's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. You got thrown into the lineup early and were relied upon early. How have you grown as an athlete since you've been here and really been in this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult making the transition from high school to college. College is just you get thrown into the wolves basically when you first get to college. And then, how I've grown is just being willing to go out there and be the tougher man no matter what and just kind of embracing it. You know what I mean? Everything's going to be hard and you got to be able to deal with it. So
you come off the All-American finish last year, which was not an easy path that you took to do that. But what did you take away? I guess, how do you feel different going into this season and coming off the experiences that you've gained the previous two?
Yeah, so I think I had like a big epiphany moment at Nationals when I lost first round at Nationals, and I remember, I was pretty bummed, but I mean, it's almost like you get nervous before every match, but I remember losing that match, and then each match after that, I wasn't really nervous because, I mean, it was like,
What do you have to lose?
Yeah, it was do or die, you know what I mean? And I chose to do, so I ended up wrestling pretty good and came back. So,
how did that feel when you end up standing on the podium as an All-American?
It felt really good. It felt really good. It felt like a lot of things paid off, and yeah, I mean, no better feeling.
So that epiphany moment, what was that? What did you take away then from that kind of experience of just having to fight your way through that tough grind?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken away a lot from it, but I mean, I can also translate it over to, it's not just like when I'm at the national tournament to go lose every time the first round and then all American. Like, I need to just bring that to every single match from here on out in my career. I have nothing to lose.
I know you guys have moved on from that, but you were a big part of, again, securing those points. A lot of times in those battle backs, that's where you get points for the team. Did you also, was that also important to you to be able to continue to contribute and help this team finish as a runner up?
Oh yeah, it was really important. I mean, if I do my part, I know I'm doing the team a favor. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So if I focus on, you know, scoring as many points as I can in a match, I know that I'll score as many points for the team as possible. You know what I mean? So I just focus on scoring as many points as I can in a match and grinding out there. So
then how was that to be a part of that? It was really cool to see you guys celebrate each other. And anyway, whoever was out there, you guys were all there supporting. And you don't always see that in wrestling. And to see the whole team that you guys were cheering on each other and were so hyped up for each other. What was that like to be a part of that?
It was really cool. It was really, I mean, I had a pretty good team in high school, and we won a couple events, but I mean, nothing compares to what we did last year at Nationals. I mean, we had a couple beautiful moments, and it was really cool to be a part of.
So what was how did your mindset, your mentality, your approach switch going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, same thing when I lost that first match at Nationals last year, just kind of, it almost relieved a lot of pressure off of me. And like those do or die moments, it's, I mean, what do you have to lose? So I kind of go into every match now just like, I got nothing to lose, you know what I mean?
So it was a huge, huge learning experience for you.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so outside of wrestling, I'm told you are an avid outdoorsman. You like to hunt.
Yep.
You like to noodle, right?
Yeah, I've been noodling.
Noodling?
Yeah.
Yep. How'd you get into that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I just went noodling one time in Oklahoma with my buddy Harley. He's a heavyweight. And, I mean, that was fun, but...
I'm from Oklahoma, so I know all about noodling.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, yeah, but... I do more hunting for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, what's your most prized kill?
It's a funny story, actually. I think my most prized kill is a bobcat that I killed here. But there's a kind of a backstory to that where I kind of got in trouble with it. So the game warden kind of took it. It was nothing like terribly bad. I just bought the wrong tag, and you know what I mean. It was kind of a misunderstanding, but I mean. That's definitely my prize kill for sure.
Is that a challenge to shoot a bobcat?
Yeah, they're pretty challenging to shoot, yeah,
so
I
did,
think.
So did you, like, hang it on a wall?
No, actually the game warden took it, so I couldn't. So I got a cool picture with it, though, so.
What's your favorite hunting season, then? What's your favorite season?
Probably whitetail. I like hunting whitetail.
Coach Manning said as soon as each new season turns over, boy, even if it's, he told a story, I think you had like a duel or something and you went the night before and, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So actually it was the Navy Classic. Me and my buddy Kale, we go out, he's a 25 pounder. We go out. I took him like whitetail hunting for the first time this year. And I got a couple guys on the team their first deer, and, I got Kale a buck the day before we left for Navy Classic, and he shot this cool little 9-point, had like one palmation on one side. It was really cool. So we were dragging a deer out at like 10 o'clock at night and freaking, well, not 10 o'clock, probably like 7 when it turned dark. I just remember dragging this deer out in the dark, and we were sweating and losing weight. So we were light that next day.
I was going to say, it probably helped you guys meet your weight for the next day.
Yeah.
So have you always been into hunting?
Always. Yeah, I grew up doing it all the time. My dad just showed me the ropes and then kind of took off from there. I started getting into some different things and do a lot of night hunting now with like coyotes, and I'm having a lot of fun with that now.
So now you've introduced it to some teammates.
Oh yeah, yep. I got my buddy Kale just addicted to it, and a couple other kids that are just addicted to it now. So
what's that like then for you to get to experience them when they kind of get the itch for it and then they get their first big one?
I think it's really cool. I think like nothing beats it. Like I love, I mean, when you harvest a really nice animal, I mean, it's obviously a good feeling for yourself, but when you watch your friend do it, it's like, dang, like I introduce him to it, and you know what I mean? So I think that's really cool. And I have a buddy to go hunting with. So it's, I mean, I'm not always doing it by myself.
So are you like, do you like to do like turkeys,
yep,
ducks, all that, all of it?
Yeah,
like, I shot. There's not an animal you don't mind.
Yeah,
shooting.
I mean, I won't turn down a hunt. You know, what I mean? I just like to get out there and hunt. I'm not too big on the waterfowl. I've done it a couple times, but I like turkey hunting. That's fun. But yeah.
Do you have like a dream destination you would like to go to hunt? Like, do you want to?
I just want to go
there?
Shoot. I just want to go shoot a mule deer out in. I don't even care if it's Western Nebraska. I want to shoot a nice mule deer. So yeah, that'd be a dream for me.
How nice is it how important is it for you to have a hobby outside of what you do as an athlete?
Super important, I think. And that's partially why I got a bunch of my teammates introduced to it, just because, you know what I mean? A big part of wrestling is, like, dieting. And when it gets late at night and you're hungry, sometimes you snack a little bit. So it kind of keeps my mind off of, like, wanting to go into the kitchen and snack. Instead, I'm going to go in a field and try and shoot a coyote, you know what I mean? So that's partially why I do it. And it clears my head a little bit, you know what I mean? Something I can focus on outside of wrestling. So
I've had a few people on that like to go fishing. So I'm sure if there's a Husker fan that's listening that has some options for you to go hunting, you're all in on that, right?
Oh yeah, I'm all in. I'm actually going with a guy tonight, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, that's awesome. What are you going for tonight? What are you shooting?
Coyotes. Yep.
So take me into the culture of this Nebraska wrestling room. Why is it so special? Why is it set apart from other places?
I would say it's really special just because, I don't know, we're all really close. We do a lot of things together. I mean, and we really have, like, each other's back no matter what. I think that's, like, the biggest thing is, I mean, I know these guys have my back. I got theirs, and I think that just builds an insanely good culture. So,
okay, so going into Big Ten competition, not an easy task night in and night out, but opening up with Purdue on Friday, 7 o'clock inside the Devaney Center. How does the team feel like you got the big win over the weekend in the last non-conference, but what's kind of the status? I know you've had some injuries, some sicknesses, all that, but overall health-wise and where this team's at confidence-wise, how do you guys feel going in as you take on a Big Ten competition?
I think we're in a good position right now. Obviously, you're going to have some guys banged up. You're going to have some guys that are sick every now and then. But, I mean, one thing about our team is we're pretty tough. So we're not gonna sit out or, you know what I mean? We're going to try and wrestle as much as we can. So, yeah, I think we're feeling good.
And then how do you just approach knowing that some of these guys just night in and night out are some of the best in the country and probably guys you're going to face again, whether it be at Big Tens or Nationals? I mean, what's that like when you know kind of the competition that's ahead week in and week out?
Yeah, I mean, Big Ten competition is always going to be tough. Ever since I started, ever since I started wrestling in college, it's always been tough. And, I mean, going into a tough match, I kind of just think of it really simple. Like, in 10 years from now, I mean, I get really nervous before a match. So, I mean, I could try to convince myself that, like, 10 years from now, I won't even think of this. I'm just going to go out there and let whatever happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's never really that big of a deal. So I try not to let it get to me every now and then, but sometimes it does, I will say. But that's part of it.
Are you one that you do you take in the environment or do you tune it out? Because, like, Brock was telling me he doesn't hear any of it. But yeah. I feel like some guys do.
Lately, I think I have been starting to take it in a little more, but usually I tune it out, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm out there and I don't even remember what I just did, or, like, it's kind of crazy how it works. I mean, everything's, like, muscle memory. I mean, that's kind of brings up a point of, like, how important training is. But, I don't embrace too much of it. I just kind of tone it out and lock in, you know.
You guys sure recognize it after you get a big win, though.
Yeah.
You like to celebrate with the fans.
Yeah, some of us, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you're also really, really big in the classroom. Have gotten a lot of academic accolades as well, right? How important is that for you to take advantage of that side of being a student athlete, too?
Yeah, I think it's really important, actually. I know there's a lot of wrestlers out there that probably don't, I mean, they take school serious, but I know what I'm going to do in my future. And my dad owns, like, a little construction company, and I want to take that over. So I'm just trying to consume it. I'm like a sponge with this construction in the industry. And I'm like a sponge right now, just trying to take in as much information as I can so that I can come home and, you know what I mean, take it over and be comfortable with it. So,
you mentioned your dad a couple times. How important is he to you? He means a lot to you, right?
Yeah, he means a lot. My mom and dad are, I mean, everything to me. I love them to death. I mean, they've done so much for me. I can't even begin to, I don't even know where to begin. They've done a lot, so.
And they come often, right? They travel down?
Pretty much every weekend. I mean, they're I mean, it's incredible. They got their backpacks on every time, and they're in and out one day, just here to watch the match, and then out, and then here to watch the match. And
really? They just come in and out?
Yep. It's awesome.
Wow.
I love it. I really appreciate it.
On the road, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yep.
I don't think they're going to go to Minnesota this year, but they'll probably be at every single other duel. It's also difficult because, I mean, in Pennsylvania right now, I think we have like 12 foot of snow probably. Like, we have an insane amount of snow there, so.
It's got to be comforting to look up no matter where you are and know they're up there.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. And you're also a twin?
Yep, I'm a twin.
How was that growing up?
Did you ever
wrestle your sister?
I didn't wrestle my sister too much, no, but she's tough, though. She's definitely tough, so.
What was that like, having a twin growing up?
We did a lot of things together growing up. You know what I mean? We did, like, I remember doing everything. We would just go outside, build forts. We would do everything. I mean, my dad would take us hunting. And, I mean, it was a pretty cool experience for sure. I mean, we always have, like, a little twin telepathy, we like to say. You know what I mean? So
she's big into hunting, too.
She's not big into it. My dad used to get us into it when we were little. And we would go out and sit in a stand with him. And it'd be pretty cool from there. But, I mean,
it's kind of just you now.
I think she shot a buck last year, though, my dad. You know, she shot a buck with my dad last year, so that was pretty cool.
Very cool. Well, okay, so going into this weekend, what's going to be the big keys for you guys?
I think sticking with our pace. I think our pace has been really good this year. I mean, one person is just like Tofi Minto. He's Christopher Minto. His pace has been insane, and a lot of other guys on the team, too. I mean, our pace is just, like, just keep pouring it on these guys, and they'll break. And, yeah, I think that's a big part of what we need to keep doing.
You a lot of times wrestle early. Do you like taking in, like, are you a fan of the sport when your part's done? Do you like to watch it?
Yeah. So, I talking to Brock, our last duel, we both got done wrestling, and we're just like, man, it's so nice to just be able to not have to, you know, I get worried before I'm going to wrestle regardless, no matter what. I'm a human. But it's nice to get done with your match and watch your boys wrestle. You know what I mean? First of all, there's nobody else I'd want to go to war with other than these guys. And then I get to watch them wrestle. And then, you know what I mean? It's just a pretty good feeling sitting on the bench and supporting them.
The mental part of it, have you had to work through that too? I mean, you get nerves, but what have you done to be able to kind of harness that and not let it overtake you?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot to try to. It's been hard for me, I think, because, I mean, I get really, I don't know, I almost tighten up in a match if I get too stressed out or have a little bit of anxiety before a match. But something that I always revert to is just like, in 10 years, I'm going to be running my dad's construction company. I probably won't even remember this moment here. Maybe I will, but it's not going to be that big of a deal in my life. You know what I mean? It's not going to make a major difference. It feels like, that's the thing about wrestling, is it feels like life or death.
Yeah.
In points. And it's like, it's really cool experience, but sometimes it takes a toll on you, but I love it. I love it.
Have you worked with someone to work through the mental part of it? Or is it more so just like the experience and working through things?
I've talked with Coach Manning a lot of my coaches. I mean, they're incredible at, I mean, just breaking it down. So I think that's probably helped me a lot.
It's probably an important message for a young athlete that might have the same experience.
Sure.
Like, what's your advice for that?
I don't know. Just surrender the outcome, almost. Like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I mean, I just have always believed that. And it's hard to harness that at the beginning, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, Once you can get a hold of that, and it's just like, I'm just going to go out there and, you know what I mean, whatever happens, happens. And once you harness that, it's, you kind of feel a little more free. Obviously, you're going to be a lot still nervous, you know what I mean? But if you can surrender the outcome, you're halfway there. So,
Great message. Great stuff. Appreciate your time. Yeah. Best of luck this weekend and moving forward. It's been fun watching you guys, and we'll look forward to many more big things to come with Husker Wrestling.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that's Jacob Van Dee here with us on this Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.